Waking Up with Pat and Tom. New Country, 105.1.
This is a feel-good story to kick the morning off with, and I'm not being facetious. A group of people meeting in Sacramento were taking a break and standing outside when they noticed a distressed-looking mama duck quacking and standing next to a storm grate. Obviously, her babies had fallen down inside, and in fact, they had. The group quickly sprung into action. They figured out how to lift the heavy grate off. The babies weren't even visible from above. They'd actually gone inside the pipe.
Uh-oh. This is the duck soccer team.
So this, a little bit. And so one of the group members climbed down inside the drain hole and then went
freaks me out.
Into the pipe. And bottom line is rescued all five baby ducks.
Aww.
Reunited them with the mom.
Well, that's a brave soul.
The folks that were meeting, it was their first session of an anger management group.
That guy graduates, right? He's out.
Yeah, definitely.
He's done.
Yep.
Done.
He won.
Started this week with Tom's story about meeting Kenny Chesney and freezing up. And sometimes when you meet celebrities, they're great, and other times they're not so great. There was a list put out yesterday of not-so-great personalities, and unfortunately, Toby Keith is on that list.
Really?
And it was during a USO tour, and it's not like it's time after time after time. However, there are individual stories about him that are not very flattering. One says he refused to leave his bus on a USO tour until he got a dip. So an MP who had a can of Copenhagen heard the ruckus and said, here, give him this. And he took it, and there was never a thank you or anything like that. Then he was supposed to play for an hour, only played for half an hour. It goes on and on. Paris Hilton, of course, some bad stories. Bill Cosby, as you would imagine, like not giving a kid an autograph. It's pretty ugly stories about these people. We all have our bad moments. However, got to give props to William Shatner, Captain Kirk. The story goes, William Shatner said he would give me an autograph when I was in Hawaii. I was about 10. He said, hold on, let me get a pen. Got in his limo and drove off. Today's date, July the 12th, back in the year 1976, The Family Feud first aired. It's been on the air for 42 years. Steve Harvey is the host now and has had six hosts. Name one of the other five. Hello. Hi, KNCI, go ahead.
Richard Dawson.
Richard Dawson, the original host. You are right.
Congratulations, you're going to Brad Paisley.
All right. Woo.
What's your name?
My name is Mary.
Mary, get over here and give us a kiss.
I didn't realize there were other hosts between Richard Dawson and Steve Harvey. Who else hosted the show?
Are you kidding me?
I kind of checked out after Richard Dawson. Right,
this will jog your memory. It went Richard Dawson, then Ray Combs, who was great. He passed away.
Okay.
Then it went to Louis Anderson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I remember Louis,
that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Richard Karn.
Don't remember that.
Richard Karn from Home Improvement.
Yes. Right.
Oh, okay.
John O'Hurley had it briefly.
You're right.
And then it went to Steve Harvey.
Wow. Richard Dawson. Steve Harvey does a good job. Honestly,
yeah,
I don't watch the show, so I have no idea. I just see the commercials. He's great.
I just see the clips. Like, whenever there's like a really funny moment.
Still on, though. That show's been on the air for 42 years. Avalanche.
And I don't hate it. I didn't have a date for a long time before I met Frenchie, and after that was over, it was crickets because I wasn't really looking to date. I kind of wanted to focus on other areas of my life, but now that it's summertime, my season, things are a little different.
It's a manalanche.
Yep, I've always joked that my dating life takes off in the summertime, and it went from a ghost town to having crushes. I was asked out by a good friend who confesses feelings, a lawyer who works across the street from me who is, yes, very attractive, told my neighbor he has a crush on me. I have this British guy. My friend's married to a Brit, and he's really interested. He's coming. He's visiting in September. Him and I have been messaging back and forth. I went on a date last night with my good friend who asked me out. And
how'd that go?
It ended up going really well, and I wasn't expecting that at all. I had in my head, I was like, I'm going to have to turn him down at the end of the night. This is going to suck and let him know how it is, but great conversation. We were laughing a lot. There definitely was a kiss. And it was nice and it was pleasant. And I left feeling good.
Weren't
just
complaining about how hard it is to meet guys in Sacramento?
I know. Mean,
just
we had this whole
yesterday
conversation.
What
it
a
was
difference 24
show.
Hours makes. My God.
Yeah, well, maybe all of Sacramento was listening. So things have since turned
That's what
around.
It is, Tom. They paid attention. They went from unaggressive or, I'm sorry,
Assertive, non-assertive
males to guys who are stepping up, showing their game.
Wow, look
and
at
I'm
you.
And I'm all about it, because look at me. I'm glowing this morning.
and glowing. And the guy that you dated last night, mm-hmm. he seems like he's a good dude.
Totally good dude. Very nice.
Had a great time with him, and yet you're hedging because British guy in September.
Yeah, and I feel so terrible even admitting this, but
Stop hedging. Bird in hand.
But I just feel terrible. What if this guy and I get a little more serious, and then British guy comes, which I do have a pretty big crush on him. He's like my type 2AT.
You've never met him, though.
Yeah, but we've been messaging back and forth, there's a little bit of chemistry there.
He might have British breath. You don't know.
Hold on. So we go from acquaintance date last night that became good. We've got lawyer across the street who's interested. We got British guy who's interested. Is there another one?
No, I definitely...
All you got to do is add a fourth, and you are like one of the final rounds of The Bachelorette. It's time for the home dates. Let's meet the family.
Hey, I'm all about it.
Go with
the reins of force.
The dude that things worked out with last night. That's what you
have
to do.
That's your advice? Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Because he's actually here. He's present. I have his number.
There you go.
He's not trying to date you for a green card. You know he just likes you for you.
And 2 weeks from now, guys in Sacramento suck. None of them have any game.
I want to love you and hold you tight. Spin you around on some old dance floor.
He's home for a few days?
He is. Yeah, he's got about a week off until he's got to get back to the road. I think he's got a show the 19th in Missouri, the 20th somewhere, then he hooks back up with Luke Bryan next Saturday, week from Saturday. But he's home, and he spent some time in Woodland visiting some friends, and then he was hanging out with his mom, and they went up to K-Pape, which is not too far from Winters, at the Road Trip Bar and Grill, was there with a few friends, and apparently there was a local band, and these guys look like they've been the local band for, I don't know, 40 years. And there's a picture of John sitting in or standing in with the local band, and the guy who looks like maybe it's his band,
right?
An older version of George Strait, got his hat down, is like, guess I'm not doing lead vocals tonight.
Well, when John Party's in the house, you gotta let him do a couple of songs.
Agreed.
That's so cool.
Check out the story and the pictures on our webpage at kncifm.com.
New Country 105.1. Hey, Tom's Hot Nashville Minute.
Cody.
Nielsen Ratings released their 2018 mid-year report on music, and not so surprisingly, country music radio is number 2 for millennials. Pop remains number 1, and adult contemporary surprisingly came in 3rd for the first time. It's usually about 5th. Country music has become more pop over the years. You know, that's nothing new with younger, sort of attractive artists like Mara Morris, Sam Hunt, Florida Georgia Line, and yeah. I'm happy about
that. What's up, youngsters?
Yeah.
That's a real millennial report. Anytime you can end a report with, and yeah.
And yeah.
Kip Moore, not known as a guy who really gives much of a rip about the rules, and this kind of backs that up. He was fined following a show Saturday night, and he's just fine with it. Kip was headlining a festival in Milwaukee, which means he was the last act on stage, and just about all outdoor festivals have a cutoff time, a curfew set by the town so noise regulations don't get violated. Well, Kip's set was going so well on Saturday, he kept going well past curfew, ended up being fined by city officials as a result to the tune of $5,000. Kip said it was worth it, though. He posted a thing on Instagram about it and remembered back to the first time he played Milwaukee in 2010 for 15 people at a casino, and most of them were playing cards.
Devin Dawson's writing a song about his girlfriend. It's called The Sound of Leaving You. And he said that's how he feels every time he has to say goodbye to her. Her name is Leah, and there's no rush to get through it since his current song is doing pretty well. And that one I absolutely love. It's called Asking for a Friend. If you want to see Devin Dawson, he's the opener for Tim and Faith a week from Sunday at the Golden One Center.
New Country 105.1, we are so excited to be able to announce this Saturday. Pat, Cody, and I are going rafting with 35 foster kids from the Koinonia, I hope I'm saying that right, group home here in Sacramento. We've partnered up with the folks from Ticket to Dream and also the raft company Arda and our buddy Tom Freer. I think there's going to be 8 rafts total.
Gosh, it's so many. I'm so excited.
This is just so awesome. We can't. And Gina Davis is the... She's the local coordinator for Ticket to Dream Foundation, which is... Stop doing that. That's the organization set up by Dale Carlson from Sleep Train that helps out foster youth across the country.
Sheena, we thought there were only going to be like 5 or 6 foster youth. What happened?
It's going to be an awesome day. It started, you know, much smaller, but then there was so many kids that really wanted to go that we decided to figure out how to make it happen, and they're all going together.
We're
going to
need a bigger boat.
That is so great. How many of these kids have ever done something like this?
None. They've definitely never done it before. These experiences don't come along, you know, very often, especially for teenage foster youth. That's why they were, one, so excited, and two, they get to do it, you know, together as a group. It's going to be an amazing experience, and also just shows them that somebody was doing something special for them, which can make it even better.
And that leads to this.
I am excited and I'm scared at the same time.
Same, actually.
We're doing the upper part of the American, which I think is a little more whitewatery than the lower part.
Well, I like a challenge.
A little dicier.
Yeah, this is going to be so much fun. But here's what we want you to do. Here's where you come in. On Facebook, we're asking you to please leave just a short, kind of encouraging message to these young people. They're all teenagers. About life. As you heard Gina say, these kids don't get a lot of encouragement in their lives.
Some of these young men and women have been in 2-3 homes. Some have been up to 20 homes.
Wow.
And when you hear about things like a bucket list for them, they're never. Well, I've never been in a restaurant. Are you kidding? So you go and you do that.
That's true.
Right. Never never visit a college campus, so we don't know that it's really real. You go and you do that, so it becomes real. Mm-hmm. It becomes doable. So there are life experiences, and this is just something fun that we love to do anyway, and to have 35 foster youth with us is going to be incredible. I can't wait to talk to them all, and I know at the end I'm probably going to learn about 18 things.
And what we want to do is take these messages. We're going to read the best ones to them because you get to take a break during the raft trip, and then we're going to package them all together and give them to them, and then they can read them at their leisure when they get back to their group home. And the other thing I want to just quickly mention, our buddy Jimmy Wayne, who is himself a foster kid, is sending out a copy of his best-selling book, Walk to Beautiful, for each and every kid that goes on this raft trip. We want to show these kids that we love them, we support them, we believe in them, and you can help us out. Please go to our Facebook page.
You think about everything Eric Church has been through in the past month. I'm sure that when he makes a new album, he just kind of closes himself off and goes deep until it's done. And it's done. It'll be out October the 5th. That's the new single called Desperate Man. Lost his brother, a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
Suddenly? And now he's got to come to this project. I'm sure his brother probably had a hand or two in some of the recording because that's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And by all accounts so far, or the early accounts, is this is the best stuff that Eric's ever done. I hope he opens his shows with that song because
an
immediate on your feet, don't sit down kind of song.
That is called Desperate Man. That's the title track from the new album that Pat, again, mentioned is out October 5th. It reminds me of a song from his last album called Chattanooga Lucy. It's got the same kind of vibe to it, but a nice job, Eric.
Sounds like a Rolling Stones record.
Oh, my gosh.
A little bit.
A lot of it, but in a good way.
Yeah, kind of an up-tempo version of Sympathy for the Devil, maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Me likey.
Same.
Okay. And there was some just great news yesterday about the soccer team from Thailand. Not only did they get out a couple of days ago, they're now in the hospital, as you can imagine. They're being monitored for everything from infections to whatever medical thing might be wrong with them, just to make sure that they're good before they're cleared out of there and given the clean bill of health. And the video of them in their hospital beds, given the victory signs, and you can tell even through those masks that they're smiling and they're happy. And some of the nurses were even showing them how to make the victory sign, and they're celebrating. It's pretty cool.
I like I'm going to start doing, and notice this a lot, the Thai people, when they thank somebody, they put their hands together and kind of bow
a little bit. Yeah.
I love that. I think that's so cool. I want to start doing that in my own life.
Right.
And the FIFA, the soccer governing body,
mm-hmm.
They reached out to these young men and their parents and offered to fly them, all expenses paid, to see the international soccer finale.
What?
Now, they can't go because they're still in the hospital.
Oh, really?
And they're still quarantined. So FIFA's
going
to step up and do the next best thing. They're going to get swag, jerseys, autographs.
Still, though, that's incredible. So high five, FIFA.
If they can't fly the kids out, they should fly out some of the rescuers. That would be a pretty sweet move and
awesome idea.
Totally.
You know what? I bow to you. I do this.
now.
There you go. That idea. By the way, if you want to see the video, it's locked and loaded on our website at kncifm.com.
Now, the good stuff with Pat and Tom.
Reese Hoskins is from Sacramento. Right now, he plays for the Philadelphia Phillies.
Yeah.
But it wasn't always that way. He was, when he was just 2 years old, before he really understood what it was, his mother, Kathy, was diagnosed with breast cancer. And she fought it bravely for 14 years. Breast cancer finally took her life in 2009. Reese turned 16 the day before her funeral. Mm. Remembering his mom, he said she was always the volunteer, always the team mom. She was the mom that had grapes and watermelon slices for us all at the end of the game. And in doubleheaders, she would go to In-N-Out and not just get me lunch, but lunch for the whole team. That was my mom. That's what she did. She made sure everybody was taken care of. She said they had a travel team that went to Cooperstown, which is a pretty big deal when you're a kid. You know, and said she took care of the whole thing. She planned it all. She made sure everybody was where they were supposed to be. And once they got there, that everybody had a place to stay. He goes, that's my mom. And that's what I remember most about her. She was full on, all in, all the time, always on the sidelines. She was also a lawyer.
Oh, wow.
And said, you know, not if, but when you turn pro, I'll be your agent. Everyone always says this, says Reese, but I can always hear her voice, no matter how big the crowd was. From the time I was little to the time I played through college, I could always hear her. And he said, well, she passed away when you were 16. He goes, doesn't matter. When I'm up at bat, I hear her voice.
Oh, man.
He will hear it a lot this Monday night because he's selected to take part in the Major League All-Star Home Run Derby. He is one of eight who will be out there slugging it away. And if you need another reason to root for Reese Hoskins, he'll be going up. His first head-to-head is against a guy named Jesus Aguilar, who's a first baseman for the Brewers, who just edged out Brandon Belt of the Giants for the last spot on the All-Star team.
Go, Reese!
Exactly. The Home Run Derby starts at 5 o'clock our time on ESPN Monday night, and let's just hope that he wins it.
Yeah.
Either way, I think he's already won.
High five.
New Country 105.1. Here's what's trending.
Hi, Cody.
Hi. Today is Build-A-Bear's first ever Pay Your Age Day. If your kid is 9 years old, you pay $9. If you're 22, $22. But before you, as someone who may be older, say it's age discrimination, they've capped the price at $29, which is still a solid discount from the regular price. The only catch is you have to sign up for the rewards program on their website. And just a heads up, tomorrow's National Fries Day. Dunkin' Donuts is celebrating by giving away free bags of their new donut fries. That's exciting. You just have to be one of the first 100 people in the door. More info on both of those promotions at kncifm.com.
A group of people meeting in West Sacramento were taking a break and standing outside when they noticed a distressed-looking mama duck quacking and standing next to a storm grate. Yep. Her baby ducklings had fallen down inside.
Aww.
The group quickly sprung into action. They figured out how to lift the heavy grate off. The babies weren't even visible from above. They'd actually gone down into the drain itself.
Yeah.
So one of the group members climbed down in.
Oh, my nightmare.
Reached into the drain and handed each of the five ducklings out one by one. They were all saved. The kicker? The folks that were meeting, it was their first session for an anger management class.
Maybe it was just a participation thing and the ducks knew.
Maybe it was a whole exercise.
It was a plant.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking it's a good thing the grate came off easy.
And he threw it. Sit down, Paris. You too, San Paulo. Sacramento will host the 2020 World Butchers Challenge.
Oh, what? Right.
The guy who captained this year's American team is from right here in Sacramento. His name is Danny Johnson. He's the co-owner of Taylor's Market, which is on Freeport.
Okay.
All right. Near Land Park, or actually in Land Park. It was through mostly his efforts that Sacramento was awarded the 2020 Challenge.
Nice.
The World Butchers Challenge features teams of six. They carve up a side of beef, a side of lamb, five chickens, and they're judged on technique, skill, presentation, those types of things. They say it'll bring in a few thousand people for tourism.
Sure.
So,
yeah. It sounds like a live broadcast opportunity for our sister station, too.
No, we're getting that one.
Your sister?
Pat and Tom. New Country 105.1.